Track 10. Books. I can say that I have had a lifelong love affair with books. Not that I'm very old, but books have played an important part in my life since I was born. As soon as I was old enough to look at pictures, my parents showed me books for toddlers and babies with big pictures in them, and they were talking to me and explaining the pictures. I can't remember that, but I think this nice feeling of having my parents around in combination with books might be one of the reasons why I still love books and stories. Anyhow, when I got older, my parents started to read stories to me, and I really enjoyed it. My mom or my dad was there, just with me, and I could lie next to them and enjoy their presence, and of course, the stories. It did not really matter which stories they read to me, as long as they did read. Of course, I had some stories I liked more than others, but in general, it was more about the process of reading itself. But it didn't take long for me to find my own taste in stories. As it is so often the case, in the beginning it took some time to find out what kind of stories, what kind of genre I preferred. While I was still in kindergarten, I listened to fairy tales, and when I could read for myself, I read different kinds of stories. Stories for kids my age then, mostly about friendship. But the good thing was that my parents kept on reading stories to me, and so I could discover books that were more complicated and longer than the ones I was able to read. What influenced my taste the most was when my mom got me a book about Greek myths. I was fascinated by those old tales, and from that time on, I have always liked fantasy books and films. When I was 10, I had read so many fantasy books that most of my friends had never heard of. Of course, there was Harry Potter. I mean, which girl who is into fantasy and magic does not like Harry Potter? But I also read books like Aragorn, or Warrior Cats, or Percy Jackson. Most of these books I got from my parents as a present for Christmas. Nowadays, fantasy stories are my absolute favorite, although I also like and do read different stories as well. And don't think of me as some kind of nerd who just sits at home and doesn't go out or doesn't have any friends. I have a lot of friends and even a boyfriend. I just love to read. And I like fantasy stories so much because on the one hand, I can really think or dream myself into those fantastic worlds and these wonderful characters. And on the other hand, I enjoy it because it is so different from our real world. Meanwhile, I am thinking about reading adult fantasy stories. But not A Song of Ice and Fire. My dad says that's not for me and I should read it when I'm older. He gave me a book that is called The Wheel of Time. He said it's a long journey and the beginning is like Lord of the Rings, but I might like it, so I'll give it a try.